Let's go into the kitchen now for Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. Chef Tony with Michaela Bradley. It's Blue Cheese Burger Day.
Welcome to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. Well, we're back today at the Dreamfinders Model Home in the Palms at Nocatee, where we're cooking with natural gas, and we've got our good friend Chef Tony with us again today. What do we have in store for this fine segment?
One of my favorites, right? I mean, you know, I say this over and over again, but I love a good hamburger, and I love hamburgers that come with a little bit of difference to them. Are you a fan of blue cheese?
I am a fan of blue cheese.
Are you a fan of buffalo sauce?
I am a huge fan of buffalo
Are you
sauce.
A fan of crispy?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right, well, this is how it's going to We're going to make a burger today. It's called the Blue Cheese Crunch Burger.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Like when our defense crunches the offensive players on the other side, you know, going after the running back and whatnot, or maybe gets a good hit on a receiver going across the middle. You never know. So right here we have some buffalo style potato chips that are super crunchy, and we have some blue cheese. I'm going to do that, and you're going to get your hands in there, and you're going to crunch it up real good. I mean, just pulverize it, right? Get you right down. I should get you some little reflector up underneath the eyes, put the helmet on you, right? Get you in the game,
Michaela.
That's
right. That's right.
Get you pumped up. I have our burgers here. I'm going to season with a little bit of salt and pepper.
Okay.
Right? We like to season from a distance. Why? Because we love to make sure everything is seasoned. Oh, that looks beautiful.
How's that?
You know what? That's awesome. We're going to turn over here to our indoor grill pan.
Okay.
Right? If we can't go outside on our natural gas grill, we're going to do it on our stovetop where we have the ceramic grill pan. We're going to take our burgers and put them down on the grill, just like this. And we're going to let them cook. Right here, we have some that have already been ready to go. I want you to put some of that crunchy blue cheese right on top of the burger. See the blue cheese sauce, buffalo sauce on there too? And what we're going to do is we're going to let this cook down. Oh, just pile it on,
pile
right?
It on.
It's like a dog pile, right? We got the guy, there's a fumble on the field. Get it, come on, get it. Beautiful. So we're gonna let that melt down a little bit.
Okay.
But you know, these burgers need something a little bit different on top of them. Not just your everyday run-of-the-mill lettuce. Here we have some angel hair celery. Would you put a little buffalo sauce on that for me? Awesome.
How much do we want?
That's good, right there. Some carrots and some red onions. I have some tongs for you to mix that with, or you can use your hands. I mean, you're already in the game. Make it happen.
What's the trick to this again?
Look at this, called pull that right there. Or push it in, boom, done. So we'll mix that up. And when the burgers are done to your likeness, I like mine medium, we'll put them on a hamburger bun, top it with this the slaw mixture, a little bit of deli-style pickle relish, or the bun right on top, and we'll be ready to go. Serve it along with some of those buffalo waffle chips, and we're good to go. That's our blue cheese crunch burger waiting for you right there.
And for the full blue cheese crunch burger recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.